Welcome back to my podcast. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast channel, you're welcome. And if this is not your first time, wow, I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for the consistency. Thank you for always looking out for a new episode. I'm pretty grateful and I love you. So today I'm going to be talking about Vogue. Yes, so very key to what I'm going to share is this scripture, and I'm going to read it to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9. It says, "The thing which had been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done, it is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun." Wow. Says there's no new thing under the sun. So what is Vogue? Vogue is the prevailing fashion or trend. Another definition says Vogue is the current craze. A current craze. And I love this definition because that is how it just appears. A current craze. Like everybody wants to do it. Everybody is running towards there. Everybody wants to just do it. Everybody wants to have it. The latest car, the latest phone, the latest dress. Name it. Everybody just wants to do it. And here is the Bible telling us there is nothing new under the sun. So now, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being fashionable or being in vogue if you have the money to fund it. So today, I came for those who don't have the money to fund it, but feel that they have to be in vogue. So first things I need you to understand is that your value as a human being, it's not tied to what is in vogue. Because vogue, fashion, is an ever-running pattern. So what you see today as latest, give it 1 year, it is not latest. Something new has come up. Are we talking about fashion? How many times have I seen old fashions roll out to be what is present now? Sometimes just try it. Go and pick up mom and dad's old pictures and just look. You'll be shocked. You will see something that looks like what we're wearing right now. Oh my god. So you cannot allow yourself to be, you can't allow your life to be ruled by fashion. I'm talking about this because this is a serious issue, because we find most people falling into the pressure that they need to trend, that they need to be fashionable. Once something latest has come out or more, they're on their feet, they're going to hustle because they want to get it, because they feel they feel that when they get these things that are latest, it gives them value. No, dear, you're already valuable. Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary for you. He shed his blood. What greater price can that be? That makes you too valuable. You can't be bought. Do you understand? Do you see? You can't be bought. The price for your soul is too great. You know, I've come to realize that what makes people want to follow trend is because of the validation men give them. For example, you just got the latest phone. Your friend sees it. Ah, babe, you're a big girl now. Show me the way. Let's make this money. Or you get the latest car. So there is this notion that these things are, they add value. These things are, no, not that they add value. These things are what make you valuable. No. So the truth is, if you follow process, if you're not looking for a fast life, if you're not looking for how to make it now, One day, you would always be able to afford what is trending, because trend is a moving vehicle. It always changes, doesn't stay in one place. So can you just relax? You know, if you don't have the money to afford the latest things, wear what you have. Hold the phone you are using. It doesn't make you any less of a person. Do you understand? I see some people go ahead borrowing to trend, borrowing to wear the latest things, borrowing to go on a vacation. If you cannot afford it, you don't have to do it. I saw a post last week. The post says, learn to just be at peace and be able to say that, yes, I can't afford this thing. We need to learn contentment. Yes. I define contentment as a feeling, a state of being or feeling whole while believing God for better things. So you need to embrace your current situation. You need to embrace where you are. You need to know, this is my financial capacity right now, but I'm working hard. I'm believing God for better things. And please, work within your financial capability. The Bible says contentment with godliness, or godliness with contentment? That scripture, the Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. It is great gain. So relax. One day you would be able to afford this thing. You don't want to go open your leg for that guy just because you want to buy the latest phone, or you want to wear the latest dress. All for what? What is the end of it? That your friends will say, wow, girl, you are on fire. You don't want to sell your soul to the devil because you want to drive the latest car. All towards bubbles, so that they can tell you, wow, you're a big boy, you're a big guy. Don't put yourself under that kind of pressure. Do not do it. Soon you would be able to afford this, and you would look at the journey. You'd look at the days when you couldn't afford it and say, now I can. All of these things are temporary. So don't take eternal decisions. Don't take life-changing decisions on something that is just temporary. As far as I'm concerned, fashion is an ever-rolling pin. So we need to learn contentment. We need to learn to be able to stay, to be able to accept. First, you have to accept where you are. And then work harder. And then push forward for more. Yes. So if you are keeping friends that make you feel pressured to be in trend, my darling, you can excuse yourself. I do it. When I feel that if I hang around you, I'll be pressured to do things I don't want to do. I'm not quarreling with you, but for my sanity, I'd have to keep my space. You need to learn to do that. You could have some women that right now your husband cannot afford this, but because you are seeing other women with it, you begin to put pressure on your husband. That has to stop. Because you can actually, when you are content with what you have, it doesn't mean you have everything, but it means that the little you have, you are satisfied and you still believe God for a change of story. So you are not carrying these little things you have with so much sadness on your face. I'm suffering. I'm this. No, you're weighing the little you have. You're carrying the little you have with so much confidence. And that is it. Because you know that your value is not from things. Your value is in Christ. So I just want to advise and encourage us. Don't give in to the pressure of trend. If you have the money to afford these things, there's nothing wrong with having the good things in life. But whereby you can't afford it, no, don't take a loan to fund your fashion, to fund trends, to fund your desire to be in vogue. No, that's expensive. Don't trade your destiny for that. I hope you've been blessed, and I hope that a mindset shift has occurred. Your value is in Christ. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. See you next time.